Good morning, 6:18 a.m. on Monday morning, September the 9th. 9/9/13. Woohoo! So, yeah, today's gonna be a busy day. Yesterday was kind of a pain, but we got through it. Weekends are always more tedious for me for some reason. I'm not sure. I remember. 16:32 in the first half. Not bad. It's certainly not a record breaker. But hey, I'm out. I'm moving. It's dark. It's not as dark as I thought it was going to be. Well, it's not overcast. So the other mornings I've been out this early, it's been pretty much overcast. And today is clear. Clear and cool. 62. So yeah, weekends are sometimes tedious for me because on weekends I don't have any time that is not family time. Even when I need some time. And it was made doubly worse because I had people home last week instead of at work and school where they should have been. So I didn't get as much time work at all last week, and mostly that's just scapegoating. Mostly that's just me saying, crap, well, I'm not gonna work either. That's an attitude that I have to lose, by the way, because I can't afford it. So today I have to get home, take the kids to school. I've got therapy at 8. I've got the sprinkler guys coming to start working on the lawn at 9. It's an early release day, so I have to be back at school by like 1:45. And then home again, and then back to school for play rehearsal at 7. 7 to 10. And that'll be every night. As far as I know, Monday through Thursday. Seven to ten. And just to add insult to injury, people were coming down with cold yesterday. So, younger daughter got up feeling poorly. Wife got up feeling okay, but no great shakes. And of course, we have to share every germ there is. So, yeah, kind of problematic. At any rate, get some sleep, wash my hands, drink plenty of liquids, hope to stave it off. I did not get half share done yesterday. I'm going to have to put it down until I get quarter share ready to go, and I can pick it up again. Quarter share needs to be ready to go by Thursday, really. So I need the new files up by Thursday morning at the latest. Wednesday afternoon would be better. Thursday night I changed the price so that it will be rolled out on Sunday with a two-day push. First day on BookBub, and then there's some subsidiary markets that are going to have advertising. It's an experiment. We'll see how it works out. We're not sure how it goes. This is not something that I have endorsed in the past as a regular feature of my promotional activities. I am not 100% convinced it will do any good whatsoever. But if I pick up a few thousand extra readers for the first book, that would be good. If I pick up a few dozen, that's going to be disappointing. A few hundred, maybe. We'll have to wait and see. The thing is that about anywhere from 20 to 30% of the people who buy the book on a sale aren't going to like it. So it's just based on the number of people who bought the book without it being on sale and who didn't like it. So only a very small number, maybe 30% of them, will go on to be fans. So if it's only a couple of hundred people, then, you know, that's not really a month's worth of sales. So it's something that I'll have to look at. It's something that I'll be watching next week. I need to take some baselines to find out where the books are before the sale starts, to see if there's been any significant effect. Ed Robertson, whose Breakers collection went to number 16 on Amazon and is now also up in the double digits in Amazon UK. I don't know where it is right at the moment, but it's up there. So he's doing quite well using the strategy. And he had a BookBub ad. I don't remember when it was. But at any rate, it's worth an exercise. It's worth the experiment to see whether or not it will have the kind of effect that will give the sales a shot in the arm, get the series ready for an October 1 release of Ownershare. And that's assuming that also next Sunday I get the files back from the editor so that I can get an October 1 release of Ownershare online for October 1. So, yeah. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of stuff on my mind today, mostly about books and promotion and how much I would much rather be writing than editing and producing these books. But they are getting better with each new iteration. I gotta get the edits into quarter share. There's about 25 or so that I want to get loaded up. So it's not gonna take forever. And all of it's listed in my Gmail account, so all I have to do is find them. Oh, that's silly. I should have started folders. I will start folders to put them in so that I don't have to go sorting through the whole Gmail account to find them every time. That's dumb. Ah. Well, maybe I'll do that this morning while I'm waiting for the daughter to get her act together to get on the road. What time is it? 6:27. I just made the turn east. Gosh, what a beautiful day. 6:27. We need to leave the house in about 15 minutes. So, yeah, probably not. I'll get home in about 7 or 8 minutes. It's been 9:27 since I started the recorder. And the back half is usually about 17 minutes, so call it 8. Monk pole, by the way, I just slapped it on the way by. So I'll be home shortly. 6:28:36. I'll be home at 6:36, which will give me about 5 minutes to take a deep breath and maybe get a sip of coffee before we have to leave. Then I have to get to my therapist by 8:00. And the question is, do I come home or do I take half share with me and stop at the coffee shop across from a therapist, which is on my way back from dropping off the kid, and just stay there until it's time. Let me look at that, because that'll give me 45 minutes to work on the book. Hold up traffic here. 45 minutes to work on the book, which otherwise would be chewed up by traveling. Yes, I think that's probably what I will do. Probably. I have my red pen with me. All I need to do is grab the book and go. Okay, that'll work. It's a gorgeous morning. Sun's coming up over there in the east, where it normally comes up, which would be a lot more exciting if it's coming up, for example, in the south, but we're coming up on the equinox, so it's coming up on really close to due east at the moment. And there's a band of clouds that showed up in the photograph that's just getting its bottom pinked. And not in the sadomasochistic way, but in the rising dawn. It's quite lovely. There was a really dark, deep blue. I don't know if it came across in a photograph or not, but on my phone it looked spectacular. With the sun not quite up, sky yellow, gold, and a deep blue up above. It looked really sharp. Oh, and I'm so looking forward to fall back, because then I'm going out at, let's see, is that right? Sunrise is at 6, so if we fall back, put the clock's back an hour, the sunrise will be at 5, yeah, so it'll be lighter, at least for a little while. Of course, that's not going to happen for another month and a half, 7 weeks, something like that. End of October. So yeah, daylight savings time will cease and we will go back to Mountain Standard Time. So we'll get a little bit of a reprieve in the darkness front, at least for a while, but in the middle of winter, well, the winter, it'll be dark until 7:30, 8 o'clock. I could delay walking until after I take the kids to school. Come back and walk rather than walk at 6. It'll be more difficult to do because I need to be a little more disciplined. I've got this hard deadline of I've got to be back in time to take the kid to school, so it makes me get my act together. If I come home, I'll already be dressed, I'll have my shoes on. It's just a question of pulling into the driveway and walking around. Good morning. Another jogger. See her quite regularly. Need to change the shirt. Before I go out into polite company. I was quite chilly. It was quite chilly. It still is. Still feels rather chilly at the moment. But I've worked up a sweat, as I am wont to do. I also have to rearrange the garage so the guys can get at the sprinkler box a little more easily. All these things impinging on my solitude, impinging on my contemplation of nature and the world. Tisk, how terrible. Yep, it's a beauty. Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of really small dogs. I think at least one of my cats is bigger than one of those dogs. We have three cats, by the way, like it matters, but they are all shelter cats. One of them is, they're all neutered, of course, but one of them is quite large. He weighs in at 15, 16 pounds. He sits on your lap. He's quite a load. 17? Ooh, 16:31 on the back side. Must have been trooling right along. Okay. 16 on the front, 16 and a half on the front, 16 and a half on the back. Very consistent 2 miles this morning. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. Whew. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.